serious, man. You cannot be serious!
What about the microphones? It's so hard on my ass. How far up would you like it? Because they're hearing my voice without the microphone down in Mount Gambier. Do you realise?
Well, Don,
is he subject to Twitter or what is it called? Rod.
Yeah, what?
Facebook or Twitter? Is that what he mucks around with?
He's still Twitter, not speaking into it.
Look Twitter at that. And Instagram.
Twitter.
If you speak out your ass, Don, we'll put it up there. Because, well, that's where most of your thoughts and most of your expressions come from.
Are you back on Twitter or Instagram or whatever it is? Facebook?
Yes, I told you that last week.
MySpace. Right. What's
now,
it called? MySpace.
What's MySpace? See, look at him speaking off mic.
Where do you...
Look at you. And now...
MySpace.
That's the new
one. Why are you even on it?
On what?
MySpace. Talking about YouTube and all that stuff.
Who was talking about
YouTube? I am. You ready? Get onto this, you two. I do a flick every night on YouTube. Okay. I look. What do you mean? Use the microphone.
You do what?
Look at that.
I do a flick on YouTube.
You said, oh, right.
YouTube. I look at old music.
Show you jumping. Look at old music.
Well, it comes on YouTube.
You don't listen to it. You look at it.
Yes, because they're video clips.
Oh, I see.
Give us an example.
Well, you can go back. Wider Shade of Pale. You've got Status Quo.
Wider Shade of Pale. That'd be a lighter.
Pink Floyd. There's Springsteen. Lightish. It just goes on. Heart.
And you just sit there with your laptop and bop your head, do you?
Led Zeppelin. There's a million things. Anyway, tribute concerts a lot. So that interests me, as well as very old footage of football going back to the 1940s, show jumping. But I saw something the other day.
Going back to the 1940s, football? You like watching that?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know they had film of old football from the 40s.
Well, it goes back to 1900, some of the stuff.
Oh, you've watched that, have you?
Yes. Bruce Andrews. Remember Bruce Andrews commentating?
He was in 1900?
He was about 1920, and he was commentating, doing a documentary at the South Melbourne Football Ground on how to kick various kicks with league footballers.
I've seen that.
Oh, well, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, boys, there was something came up about young people. And it's called Bread TV. I don't know whether I'm getting old.
You are.
These young people, girls especially, on drugs, coming out of nightclubs and music festivals, they're interviewed. What would you not like to say to your mother is the question. Or what have you done that your mother wouldn't know about? Well, the answer is just about... I haven't got any hair, but just about curled what little bit of hair I've got. They're talking about threesomes. They're talking about anal sex. And they are off their heads.
Excuse me.
And this man takes this thing, it's called Bread TV, around the world. He was in Brisbane.
Excuse me.
In America. He was in London. And Europe. They just travel around. And the kids must know about this, channel.
What else?
Give us what? What do you mean? What else? What else do you want? If they're talking about having sex in mum's bed.
I heard
I couldn't believe her. And these are women. These are young girls.
I heard Don. I heard this is true. I heard on a radio station they were doing a survey or asking people to ring in about where was the most unusual place that had sex, and this girl rang in. This is true. This girl rang in and said. The bloke said, well, thank you very much for ringing in, Marilyn, or whatever her name was. And where is the most unusual place you've ever had sex? And she said, oh, I don't know if I can say, really. She
hang
said,
hang on. What happened is they have the boyfriend on the other line first. They asked
the
him.
Boyfriend.
So they had the boyfriend on the line first.
So they don't know one another.
And it's a perfect match type thing, right, which is quite apt.
Hang on.
Anyway, yeah,
do
so
they know?
No. So what happened was that the boyfriend rings in first from work and he says, all right, we're going to ring your girlfriend. You've got to get the same question right. He said, what's the most unusual place you've had sex?
Right.
And he said, on the kitchen table.
Right.
So then they said, okay, now let's ring your girlfriend, get her on the line and go to Sam.
Okay. Sam, why don't you tell the whole story?
Well, I was trying to, I'm very happy Rod's enlarged it. I was just trying to abbreviate it because you've got the attention span of a whip fly, Donald. And you would
What is a whip fly?
A whip fly.
God, is there a species?
Because I would get halfway through it and you say, "Oh, now just a minute. When was this?" I'd say,
"That's
oh,
what a whip fly does."
I don't know the name. I don't know the date, Don. It was a while ago. Whoa, what decade? You interrupt with the most inane questions. So I was trying to abbreviate it to keep your attention. But now that Rod, the rocket, has so
set
anyhow,
the scene.
They ring the girl up.
Yes.
And she's. They said, "We've just had your boyfriend on. Where is the most unusual place you've ever had sex?" And she said, "I'm not sure that I could say this." And he said, "Yes, you can. Yes, go ahead. It's absolutely fine." She said, "You sure I can say this?" And he said, "Yes, where is it?" And she said, "Up me ass." And he said, "I'm sorry about that. Excuse me. We do apologise for that. We should have had the hand on the button, the 7-second delay, but no one ever thought that might be an answer someone would come up with. And even if they had had sex there, they probably wouldn't announce it on air." But there we are. So that was the end of the segment.
They didn't win the prize, Don.
Eh?
They didn't win the prize.
No, they didn't. Now, so Don, so you've just come up with a thing on YouTube before we even... I was going to mention about last week because you got a text from someone. I can read this out, can't I? A woman called Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn, yes. Yes, that was a complimentary text.
Well, some of it was.
Well, it wasn't.
Well, this is her text.
I cannot believe you forwarded it to him.
Why?
Well, you're about to find out.
Well, there's a compliment there that the podcast...
Yeah, but wait. This is why you don't think...
Can you read the whole podcast?
This is what happens when you do this, right? What? This is what's about... All right, watch this. Sit back and watch.
So, this is Carolyn sent you a text.
Yes.
"Hello, Don. I know it's been a while, but I just happened to listen to your podcast about prostate cancer. It was serendipitous, really." And I read that out to you and you said...
What's serendipitous?
Yes, means just off the cuff. "As I stopped listening months ago when your mate wouldn't stop banging on about Trump." That's me.
Okay, that's you. That's fair enough. What's wrong with that?
Well, I'll tell you, because Carolyn is a liar.
see what I mean? Why would you send it?
Caroline.
Why
is it with people whose name is Carolyn? Why are they buffoons? She says, so you're telling me that Carolyn, whoever she is, stopped listening to the podcast because
she's telling you.
Because I kept banging because I kept banging on about Trump, but just happened to tune in the very day that we had a man on about prostate cancer who,
and why not? Why would you think that could happen?
I'll just read on what she said.
You
did a good thing. Your podcast
Is
in. I hope it's entered into the medical reporting awards or similar. It was absolutely the right conversation and the right format for the right audience. And then she goes on to say, "I won't text you on your birthday on the 20th of December."
Oh, you can leave all this
"because I
out.
Know you get shitty when people..." So happy Christmas instead. Regards, Carolyn. Now my point about Carolyn is that Carolyn is embarrassing herself by saying that she's never listened because I bang on about Trump, but just happened to hear the one thing that she liked about the podcast, serendipitously heard it, happened to be, as a coincidence, heard it. She listens every week, Don, whether I bang on about Trump or not.
Not anymore, she doesn't.
I don't think she'll... No.
Oh, so you don't think she'll hear this?
Well, why don't you take people on face value? See, you're sceptic. You just think everybody has got an ulterior motive. Why don't you take people as they are?
People only do things because they've got an ulterior motive.
Good. Why? I don't.
Yes, you do.
What do I do? You tell me something I've done for ulterior motive.
Yeah, but you think that's a bad thing.
What?
The phone call you made just before we went to air?
That was doing research. That's called research.
That's an ulterior motive.
And the ulterior motive was?
It's not. It's
being informed. And the ulterior motive was?
Ulterior motive.
What was the ulterior motive?
About what?
What was the ulterior motive?
I don't know. You tell me.
Can I?
Yes.
You wanted to get Jeff?
Bloody oath.
So that's an ulterior motive, Donald. That's the ulterior motive. People only do things.
Who's this? Oh, Greg. Oh.
People only do things.
I didn't know who it was.
People only do things because they have an ulterior motive. That's why, Don, you've been fucking around so much. We should have started. Well, we should have started on time, and that person wouldn't have to wait. So,
Will we stop the podcast?
No, we're not chopping it. We're chopping. We're not chopping.
Stopping it.
So, Don, listen to me. People only ever do things in life because they have an ulterior motive.
That's wrong, John. If now, you do things for ulterior motive,
just Don, please. You think ulterior motive is only bad things?
Yes.
They can be good things. People only do things because they have a reason for doing them. That's called an ulterior motive. You just said you wanted to get Jeff by bagging him to the phone call you had just earlier. That's an ulterior motive. And if I said, I'd like to take you out to lunch today, Don, you say, why?
Because you've got an ulterior motive.
Yes, because I like you and I want
to... No, you don't. You don't like anyone. Except Amanda.
And even then.
Oh, jeez.
So anyhow, my point about Carolyn was...
Carolyn...
I was thinking Caroline Wilson.
There's the whip fly. The attention span of a whip fly. He says, Carolyn who?
I was reading another article.
Honestly, Don.
I was looking Don, at the law.
You're as dumb as dog shit, Don. Seriously, man.
I was thinking of Caroline
you
Wilson.
We've got a
lawsuit on or something.
Not and a bit. Well, we've got mate, a lawsuit
hang on. Thank Carolyn. That was a really nice message. Just because Sam decided to take
I said it was. I could only see the good part of it. And I understand him.
Sam's a freak.
About
Carolyn,
him
don't
and
listen
Trump.
To him.
I mean,
Sam
he gave
a freak.
Me the shits and everyone else about
no,
Trump.
No, my point about it. My point about it was that I've been talking about Trump for maybe.
Oh, get over it.
12 weeks.
12 weeks.
All right. How long?
Since we've been doing the podcast.
Okay.
Since what is it called? That disease. What's it, that disease called where you can't...
Can't remember things, the one that you've got.
Asperger's. Mm. That's your problem.
So, Don, you're emphasising my point about Carolyn. So if I've been banging on about it for 6 months...
Try 18.
Oh!
Since we've come on
what
air.
What about whatever?
Come on air.
Okay, since we've come on air. So Carolyn's turned off because I've been banging on your mate, she says. She's turned off. But just happened in the 18 months she hasn't been listening to actually hear the time
right.
we spoke.
It's coincidental, isn't it?
That's called
it's fortuitous.
Serendipitous. Serendipitous, she said, which is...
But
now,
she said we should...
Now, what would be the laws of probability? What would be the... probability of someone tuning in the very day that they liked the podcast about prostate but hadn't listened for 18 months previous.
I just hope she...
Carolyn is a liar. She's a liar. And she didn't serendipitously...
That's done our nomination for that medical award for that tape.
No, I'm not...
Yeah, you've just done it. She was going to nominate it.
Stuff is she nominates it or
God.
Not?
We need a few ticks in the bank.
We appreciate that Carolyn... got something out of the chat we had with the very good doctor, Dr. Damien Bolton. He was fantastic. Professor. And I've had similar...
What did you say?
Professor.
Yes.
Is he?
Professor. Is he? God, jeez. Yeah, it's the first question you asked him last week. Are you a real professor?
But there are four different types of professors.
Who cares, Don?
He's the top of the tree.
Who cares?
What? A university appointed?
He's a professor.
Because you can become a clinical professor.
True. But he said he's been all of
and
those.
You know, and in the medical field, since we've done last week's podcast, a lot of surgeons and doctors have contacted me. I have a few friends in that field.
Well, that's why...
And they are shitty about these blokes getting these professor things for reading out what the hospitals do. Say, in lieu of getting paid, we'll give you a professor thing, you know, for a lecture.
Professor thing.
So that, well,
a title. Professor thing.
Title. Well, and so they take it out in the free enterprise and you've got Professor John Newman, head of whatever it is, and so everybody thinks you must be very good.
That's what they said about Dr. Jill Biden, who's Joe Biden. She's a doctor, they reckon. She's no more a doctor than you are. She's a doctor of education, and she was given the award like Bill Cosby was because she visited a university. Bill Cosby, you know, the sexual
sex
fiend.
Is what's happening here too, and that's what the medical fraternity are up in arms. These people handing out professorial ships
or
whatever.
Is that right?
What?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's called herself Dr. Jill Biden. She's no more a fucking doctor than you are, Don.
Don't swear.
Well, no,
don't swear.
This is the most corrupt...
I don't think that's right.
Oh, please.
I think it could be right, Rod, but he's not far wrong on some
Rod,
things.
Rod, please, here's this great example of you speaking about things you have no idea about. Happy for you, happy for you to engage, but I'm telling you, she is not a doctor. She's been given an honorary degree because she visited a university and they bestowed on her for just visiting, like they did Bill Cosby.
An honorary.
Exactly.
So you drop the honorary and become a doctor.
She's no more a doctor than you are. Now, and this is Carolyn.
I could take offence at you pointing that Carolyn pin all the time. Carolyn
should listen to this.
Yourself?
I'll get off Trump. I'll stop. I won't bang on about him, but I'll bang on about Joe Biden.
Who?
Joe Biden.
Why don't you do something on Australian... I'd rather you do something on Australian politics.
Okay.
Did you hear about Morrison the other day getting up and weak-mealed thing
mealy
about...
Mealy-mouthed, I think yes. It is. Weak-mealed, you said.
About China. How he's done a backflip.
Has he?
He's as weak as water. He gets up and cans them thinking, Australia's about a third-rate economy. We don't even rate in the world. We've got an inferiority complex. And Morrison gets up and investigation into the coronavirus over at Wuhan, stepping out of his league, so China have retaliated. And now he's mealy-mouthed because of our trade. But you notice the Chinese are not cutting back on iron ore, are they? They need iron ore. They don't need the other things. What are you laughing at?
I'm nothing, Don.
I just think, we are third-rate, Johnny.
Okay, Don. So
you just got to recognise your place in the world.
Yes. So
just like me sitting opposite you.
Well, so the
and I cop it for a week or in 2 hours, the beauty, 3 hours. Is
the
it
the beauty of doing this, Don? The beauty what? Of doing this is that we have a forum where we can give an opinion about things.
I've done
things.
A lot of research this week. We've talked about nothing.
Well, you started off talking about anal sex and people who you can look up on YouTube, and we sat here gobsmacked wondering where it was going. You said, you know what, they have this thing called Bread. It's a television show.
Shut up. Do I speak like that?
Yes.
A little bit, you're no help.
So this is how the podcast...
Sound like a moron.
You've got people like Carolyn listening for information and something that we can...
Carolyn, she's going to be bigger than Ben Hur.
Inform her about...
She's going to be pissed.
And something we can inform her about, Don, and we open up with Maxine Nightingale singing, and I say, welcome to the podcast. You ever listen to YouTube? I said, no, Don, I haven't. Why are we on that? She said, well, I'll tell you what, had this Bread show and there was a woman... asked about anal sex. I said, holy man, we've jumped right into it here. Usually we just edge into these things, but you've gone bang, whacked us over the head with anal sex straight off the bat, Don. Now, Don.
Stop tapping your pen.
So the beauty of doing a podcast, Don, is that when we don't have any other forum, we can actually give our opinion about things. And did you notice that the Age?
Oh.
Did you notice that the Age have started to ramp up because they're obviously trying, they've got edgy, and so have the people that we've taken action against. We have sued people for libel. We have sued a person for libel, a man called Wayne Ludley. We have sued him for libel. And now the forces are ramping up and the Age are trying to discredit me and you and the people on this podcast. And they said this is about as dishonest and corrupt as you can get. This is bacteria has infiltrated that paper, and the bacteria now is starting to work. Have at this. We thought this is the Age. We thought we were done and dusted, but no. Back in June, Sam Newman disgraced himself on the You Could Be Serious podcast, which. What?
You cannot.
What did I say?
You could.
Oh, you cannot be serious.
How's it spelled, the can't?
You cannot be serious podcast in a ham-fisted discussion of the iconic 1993 photograph of a windmill lifting his jumper. While most regarded the action as an image of power, a powerful moment in the Indigenous... Most people didn't regard it as that. So anyhow, we
at the time
most people didn't regard it as that. So as for disgraced myself, I'm going to read out, Don, I'm going to read out, just to show you how dishonest these people are, the transcript of the conversation you, Mike Sheehan, and I had about me being a disgraceful, I disgraced myself in the conversation we had. Now, Winmar took offence at what we said. We acknowledged that. We apologised and we paid into through mediation, this is well documented, into a charitable institution, the Michael Long Charity. We paid $100,000 into it, and the deal was that the AFL... Well,
we were going to pay it.
The deal was that the AFL were going to match it and give Winmar a job as an ambassadorial job.
Were
for
they
the
going
AFL.
To match it?
They were going to match it. That's what the information coming from the room that we weren't part of, but the to and fro, that's what they said they'd do. I don't know if Mr. Winmar has a job yet at the AFL in an ambassadorial role, but that's up to them. So we apologised and we got that out of the way. This, I'll read out the disgraceful, this is how I disgrace myself, me. See, they don't go at you or Mick Sheehan,
no,
Don.
Because we haven't got a higher profile.
Correct, you are insignificant people.
That's right.
I'm clickbait.
Yes, you are.
So this is me. Have a listen to my involvement in this discussion. Can I make a point, Don? I'm not dissociating myself from the discussion. We are a team, the three of us. But this was
where's Michael then?
I'll tell you why Michael is not on this podcast, for this very reason, that he, what Wayne Ludley said about you and me and him, it mortified him so much he withdrew from this podcast. That is a fact. He said, I've never been called that ever in my life. That is a disgrace. I decided to take action on all our behalves, whether he's involved in it or not. I know he supports us 100%. But this is how dishonest the Age is. And this is my involvement in it. Have a listen to my involvement in it. And as I say, I'm not dissociating
myself. I'm waiting. Right. Get to it.
This is how it started. Don Scott. Was it... This is about the jumper lifting thing.
But what... Can't people listen to this instead of you?
No, we're not allowed to. We had to take it off. We had to withdraw it.
Okay, agree.
But I'm going to read it. I'm going to read out the transcript. Was it misreported about Nicky Winmar lifting his jumper?
Hey, can you do that if it's been removed?
I'm just reading out a transcript of it. This is not the discussion you, Don, you and Mike Sheehan and I had. I'm going to read out, because they said I disgraced myself. Have a listen to how much I disgraced myself. Was it misreported about Nicky Winmar lifting his jumper? Maybe he's doing it. Maybe he's dining out in it now. I reported on that game. St Kilda played Collingwood, and my recollection was that St Kilda won and Nicky lifted his jumper saying, that was a gutsy effort. We have got heart. Michael Sheehan, that's you saying that. Michael Sheehan, I understand... I understand the scenario you've painted, and my view at the time was that it was a popular perception that he lifted his jumper. Sam Newman, this is me. This is my intrusion into it. You're treading on eggshells, Mike. That's me. That's Mike Sheehan. The only person who knows what he meant was Nicky Winmar. Sam, that's Mike Sheehan. Sam Newman, yes. So I agree with Mike Sheehan. Mike Sheehan, he now says he was pointing to the colour of his skin, making a political statement. Sam Newman, yes, that's what he says now, yes. Mike Sheehan, Don's point has some validity because lots of people at the time were thinking that he was actually talking about guts. Sam Newman, this is me. That's what Don said. Mike Sheehan, I know, I acknowledge the point. Sam Newman, what would you have thought? This is me. This is how I've disgraced myself. Well, I've only asked one question, so if I haven't made a statement at all. Sam Newman, what would your opinion be, Mike? Well, I was at Victoria Park that day and I left the ground thinking it was about guts. Sam Newman. No, I didn't say anything then. Mike Sheehan, you asked me what I thought at the time. I did, thank you. That is my involvement in the conversation. That's how I disgraced myself over a passive conversation about a topic that was widely regarded and no one quite was sure what happened. So we, the Winmar took offence at that. We acknowledged that he took offence at that. We went to mediation and we paid $100,000 to a charitable fund and we apologised to Winmar if he took offence.
We were going to give them, weren't we going to give the money to Nikki Winmar?
We were going to give it to a charity. So that's that out of the way. So then Ludley says this. This is where this has started, and this is why the Age are so dishonest. You talk about disgraceful conversation. This is what Ludley said about us. This is why.
Not enough papers there.
Yeah. Well, I'm. This is what Ludley said about us. This is what we're taking action for on all our behalves. I don't know why the Age wouldn't mention that. He said, this is a strategic thing on behalf of them to make money about kicking Aborigines and Torres Strait Islander people because they know they can't fight back. There are no grey areas here. They know what they were doing. It's a calculated act on their behalf to attack a black man who they think can't fight back. So Ludley disgracefully says that you and Mick Sheehan and I sat here and do sit here before every podcast, go over the topics, work out how we can slag Aborigines and Torres Strait Islanders with a view to making money out of it. Now, if you don't think that that's libelous and you don't take offence to that, that is what this is about. This is not about the Winmar affair per se. This is about someone shooting their gob off because they want to be part of the, have some skin in the game, so to speak. They want to have some skin in the game. They're just virtue signalling for some reason. That is what we took offence at. And all the other stuff about what I've done in the past, where I had speeding tickets, whether I've been run over by people, whether I've painted my face black, like 500 other people around the world have painted their face black. It's not right, it's wrong, I apologised. Winmar accepted the apology all those years ago. So it was a different time, but you can keep putting my photograph on the front of the paper every day with my face black. That is history. It wasn't right at the time. But it's not right now. And anyone who's done it is sorry that they've done it. That's all. That is incidental. But going at us, they're edgy because they know what I just read out about what was said about us, about sitting here trying to malign black people and Torres Strait Islanders with a view to making money. That is about as reprehensible and dishonest as you can get. And that is why all the other stuff is peripheral crap that the Age are trying to arbitrarily print so that they will sway someone's opinion of you and me and Mick Sheehan, for God's sake, who was mortified by that. And that is why we are taking action. Not about Winmar, not about anything else, about that. And how they try and do us a disservice and traduce us and call me for whatever. I have more substance in one of my farts than those people would have in their entire body. And
you vouch for that, Rod, in the...
They are a disgrace, they are liars, and the more they keep going, the bigger hole they're digging for themselves. So that's that out of the way. That's why we do this podcast, Don, so that when we get slagged by people who are dishonest and corrupt, we can actually tell them read out for the record what actually happened and what we said. Anything else? That's a step up from anal sex, Don, but that was important to mention.
Well, I found out all about this through the. I don't know how it got out. Are these things made public? Because
we're in the public. No.
Listen to what I'm going to say. I didn't receive anything formally from our solicitor, but I read it in The Age. Then the solicitor follows up. Have they got access to something that we haven't got? I'm informed by The Age, not by the solicitor.
If I may just show you the hypocrisy of this paper. This is the paper.
You're answering my question?
I don't know, I said. I did say that. This is the hypocrisy of the paper, and I know I've mentioned this. One of their headlines, probably a disgraceful racist headline that they printed when they said, King Kong Buddy Franklin, destroys the tigers. They printed that in a headline some years ago. And then, cowardly enough as they are, they then tried to deflect from that, saying they didn't really print that. They said, changed the headline in the records. They changed the headline to Buddy Knocks Out Tigers. So they changed it from King Kong Buddy, which I think is a reference to King Kong. I don't know if you know who King Kong is.
There was a King Kong Bundy, the wrestler.
Yeah, and who did he name himself after? You know who King Kong is. That was a disgraceful headline The Age ran. And then this is the paper that employs someone called Carolyn Wilson, who they said, cruel Age reporter sledges Paralympians, saying it's not really sport. This is the paper that employs someone like that. She said, Paralympics is not really sport. And when quizzed, a stammering Wilson replied, well, people only go to watch them muck up and fall over. Now, that is a paper that employs has racist headlines themselves and employs a person who slags disabled athletes. Seriously, you've got to see the hypocrisy of it, and you've got to see what their tactics are. They're trying to say that you, me and Mick, me particularly, we sit here trying to organise how to make money. We don't get paid for this, Donald. And I know that's the thing that sticks in your craw, but we do this for nothing. We don't get sponsored to do anything, and we don't seek sponsorship, and we have never had any. So that is why we take offence at... And The Age is just trying to ramp up on behalf of someone who has got up their dress and said, oh, see if you can slag these people, because I don't think our case is going too well. And they know it's not going well, and they're edgy.
Their case is not going too well.
They're edgy, of course.
You said our case is not going too well.
No, well, I'm sorry. Well, their case is not going too well. So that's that. So we have a... So we'll do the sport in a minute. We'll do the sport in a minute, but we must just
this
speak
has
about...
This has been general, hasn't it?
This has been general.
Do you know I've got 3 pages of general?
Go ahead.
And not one, one, two,
get
three...
Ahead. Go ahead.
Three, bring 4 pages on general, and not one topic has been brought up.
Bring it out.
What about bread?
Beg your pardon?
What about bread?
Bread who?
Bread TV.
Bread who? Bread TV, you said... You brought that out, YouTube.
Oh, I've got it. Asterisk, you're right. 1 point.
Asperger's, he's got it.
No,
aspirins you need. Don, give us your next topic. Come on, stupid. Give us your next topic. Yeah, stupid. That don't look so stunned when I call you stupid.
I've talked about Morrison.
Go on. Yeah, that's cross those two off. Bread TV, Morrison. What's the next one?
Oh, this
take
is
your time.
This is a good one.
Well, let us be the judge of that.
Okay. I was at a health food shop yesterday having a smoothie. No, you shut up, idiot. Just don't start.
I never read health food books, Don. I don't want to die from a misprint. Go ahead.
I was having a smoothie. It had all the nice ingredients. Beautiful. Big cup.
What was in it?
Good one. I think there was. I think peanuts were in it.
Peanuts in a smoothie.
That berry from America. What's that berry from America called?
Haleberry. Haleyberry. Chuck Berry.
South America. You
Chuck
know.
Berry.
Anyway, it had all the good nutrients in, and so I had to go at the guy that gave it to me.
How dumb's this man?
John. Shut up! And don't look for reinforcements elsewhere. And so I had to go. I said, why have you, this is a health, I bought it purely for health, but you got it stuck in a plastic cup.
Yep.
So that's a contradiction.
Yes.
He said, well, you've got a paper straw.
Yes.
I said, okay, well, that's fair enough. And I had to go over about the plastic. And he said, no, this is compostable. Now listen
yes,
to the
I
word.
Know, I know, I'm listening. Compost.
Compostable. Yes. A plastic container. It's put out by a crowd called Biopack or something who make compostable.
Yes, I'm familiar with the word, Don. I know it's not combustible, it's compostable.
But are you familiar with their product?
No.
Well, they have... What's wrong with you?
Microphone.
Oh, well. So, they have knives and forks and spoons and cups and all the rest, which are compostable. But where do they go? Into the bin. You know why? Local governments haven't got the machinery to compost these things. So here we are. And then he went on to tell me that it's a hoax, all this recycling. We have a bin. Oh, well, I do. I put all my stuff into it. Because it's plastic, it just goes into
it's a hoax.
It goes into landfill.
If it's a hoax,
because the councils haven't or will not buy the machinery to compost these plastic items. And we're paying our rates going to the local councils, hoping that they do the recycling and the compostable thing.
Well, if it's a hoax, the Age will get onto it because they like printing things that are hoax. Now, so this is an interesting thing. Knowledge, Don, you might know.
If something doesn't interest you, you've got.
I don't.
This is part of it.
This is part of it. Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. That's health, isn't it?
So what's that got to do with compostable bloody containers?
Well, you said you had a health drink at a shop.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, a tomato is a fruit. Did you know that? It's not a vegetable, but you would never put it in a fruit salad, would you, even though it's a fruit?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's what I read that out for, you fool. Now, Don, here's the rocket and I. Have a listen to this.
Oh, the rocket and you.
I think that's what I said.
I don't know where this is going.
Yeah. Oh, you know where this is going. We were in, and now remember we gave McDonald's a nice rap for having very good baristas at their...
The Elwood...
Yes, we gave the BP Dave
and
down...
And I found another one. Just up the corner here. What's that one?
Oh, yeah. Just up
you
the...
Were there, you were there this morning. You
What's
told
it called?
Me.
The Green Place?
On the corner of Port
Melbourne.
Yeah,
it's good. What's
it's John, good. Almond milk.
Don't get waylaid.
Milk and a half
Don,
a shot, one and a half
we
shots
were in
of coffee.
McDonald's, we gave them, but we're giving them a kicking now.
Why?
Well, I'll just tell you why.
What about the crap we get up to? This is the stuff that Sam and I get up to.
No, well, I'm in the car with Rod. Said, "Oh, I need a hamburger." Oh no, doesn't. He doesn't speak like that. No, he said, "I want a hamburger.
I wanted a coffee."
Yeah, coffee.
How does he speak?
His voice
again?
Broke even when he said it. So he said. So we go into McDonald's.
I want to know where you're driving. I want to know where you've been.
We were somewhere ridiculous.
We go into McDonald's, and I said to the person. I said, I would like a hamburger, a quarter pounder with cheese.
No, he didn't. No, you wanted to have one of those.
Don't ruin the story, Rod. This is called.
I said, I want an Egg McMuffin or something. and she said, it was a woman. She said, could you,
state government?
Oh, my. This is ridiculous.
Don, I'm in the middle of telling you a story. Don't worry about the state government at the minute. You're going to say how you can't call people Mr. and Mrs. If they just concentrated on stop killing Victorians by fucking up COVID thing, they've killed 800 Victorians and they're worried about what you call yourself, Mr., Mrs., Madam. So Don, I'll just finish the McDonald's thing if I may. I'll just dissociate
and he
the
said,
rocket
Dal.
With this. I said,
Dal.
I didn't say Dal.
You did.
I go in. I was on my own. I'm just getting rid of him now. So I went in to
Rod's
McDonald's.
Got out of the car now. He's not with you. For the sake of the story.
No, he's we. I so I go and I
were you
said,
there or not, Rod?
He was there. I
yeah.
said,
Rod? Yeah, I was there.
Can I have a quarter pounder with cheese? He said it was an Egg McMuffin. It doesn't matter. And the girl, woman, person. They, or what do they call themselves?
They.
They said to me, Could you order? Yeah, there's a machine there. Could you order off the machine, the touch panel machine?
She's standing there at the till.
She's standing there waiting to take the order. And that machine. She said, "Could you order it off the machine?" I said, "No, I'm ordering it from you. I want a quarter pound of the cheese." She said, "No, please. Could you order it? You know, you got to touch it with your hands for a start." I said, "Why can't I order it from you?" She said, "Oh, we're doing it off the machine today." I said, "So." I ordered off the machine. Wait for this. I ordered the machine. She said it'll be $4.50. So I give her $5. She said, "We're not taking cash. Could you do it on your credit card?" I said, "Holy Jesus, madam." I said, "Seriously, I can't order a quarter pounder of cheese off you straight direct and you can't enter it. You could enter it on your machine and I can't pay for it with cash." She said, "No." I said, "Well, good day. Thank you. Goodbye." And out I went. So I think I went to, when did I go to Burger King? No, I went to Hungry Jack's then. I went without.
Yeah, the thing about the car parks. Car parks.
Yes.
No, hang on, woo.
Oh, sorry, Don, you barked.
I've just discovered a couple of others.
I got a message.
Can you tell me what these symbols are? Because I've looked at my car park now. You've got two people holding hands, male and female. Can you tell me what that car park is reserved for?
Families?
I'm asking.
I think it's male
and female, and they're holding hands, and that car park is reserved for them.
For people, parents with young children?
No, that's a pram. You didn't mention this. There are pram ones, you know, symbols of prams. So people with babies can pull into those. So you've got disabled, you've got male and female holding hands.
How do you know?
What?
I'm being serious. What is it, like a stick figure, then one with a dress?
Yeah, I've never seen it. They're stylistic figures.
Yeah,
okay. So one with a dress and one with a... got a penis? Or how do you know it's a male?
Anyway, Don, keep going.
And you've got a pram. So there's two more to add to your little thing.
And you've got a wheelchair?
Yeah, we know that one.
No, there's a difference between we haven't got a wheelchair
in my caravan, in my park.
How do you do disabled parking? What's that? What's the sign for disabled?
Oh, yeah, that's...
So, doesn't it say just
disabled parking?
I thought I had a wheelchair.
It is on the drive where you.
So we've got prams
outside my supermarket, which is a Coles. There are.
This is Coles.
Oh, good, Don. Good. There are 10 designated disabled spots outside the main entrance to Coles. 10. There's only.
9 disabled people in Port Melbourne.
There's only 15 spots to park anyhow, and 10 of them are reserved for disabled people.
I reckon there's 20 to 30 of these ones.
If you're disabled, we absolutely agree that you should have a sticker and you should be able to park there. But a bloke texted in. He said he noticed people with disabled stickers were parking in the able-bodied spots.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Hang on.
People with disabled stickers on their cars were now just parking in the able-bodied spots. So they're having a bit each way. If they can't get a park in the disabled spots, they park in the ones for able-bodied people.
So what are you saying? They should wait until a spot becomes available?
Well, they should drive around trying to find a disabled spot because they're all outside the front. The main entrance, Don, so that you don't have to walk. And so quite.
You think they should be fined for parking in an able-bodied spot?
Well, you'd get fined for parking in a disabled spot because you are disabled, but you haven't got a sticker.
Seeing we're talking about shit, can you tell me who's going to play Othello in the next William Shakespeare play?
Barney said that. So Othello was played by Sir Anthony Hopkins, wasn't it? Sir Ralph Richardson?
No, Olivia. Sir Lawrence.
Lawrence Olivier. Larry blackened himself up, his whole body up and played absolutely...
So who's going to play Othello in the future?
Well, someone who's black.
Yeah.
Mm.
Simple.
That's how it works, John. You're not allowed to blacken up. You're not allowed to whiten up. You're not allowed to wear a Mexican hat to pretend you're a Mexican. You're not allowed to eat
sushi. Who's going to swing Swanee River?
Who's going to swing swat?
No, sings.
Swing swat, Swanee Swiver. Well, listen, Don.
L. Jolson?
Larry Parks. Now, Don, Larry finally, Parks. Finally, I want to ask you this. No, this is sport. So there we are. We've covered a bit today, and we will get on to sport next. We've got a guest, a very interesting.
Who have we got?
We don't need to mention it yet, but we will. We have a very interesting guest. So there we are, Don. Well done. Opening up with anal sex and ending on disabled spots. So it's just been covered all bases.